Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Jones here, your host.
You missed me last night.
I missed me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I happened to be in a parade. Didn't have much of a voice, was tired, worn out, and figured rather than get somebody fall asleep in the middle of a sentence, we'd play a best of, if you would. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, if you got something to say, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. MyPillow.com, still some great deals there on the 4th of July. You know, everybody ran around running, yelling Happy 4th, right? What about a Happy Birthday America? I already talked about this last week. Happy 4th. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike's still got some great deals left over from the 4th of July celebration. And, you know, keep Americans working. Keep money here in America. Seriously, here's a man that supports pretty much everything you line up with. Why are you buying stuff made in China? Why are you buying stuff from a country that hates us? I mean, hates us. Why are you doing that? You know, just curious. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You know, a lot has happened over the last year. They bank on the fact that a lot of you aren't paying attention, you know, while you're celebrating. While you're doing hot dogs and beer on the beach. Did you hear about Nathan's yearly hot dog competition. Hot dog competition. Can you imagine? How do you practice for that? I'm just curious. How do you practice? What do you eat, like, you know, 20 hot dogs a night? You do it once a week? I mean, your stomach's going to be stretched at no end, right? And the guy who won, Joey, what a great name, Joey Chestnut. Right? Chow down. Oh my God, sweet. The pose with 63, 40 hot dogs. Respect. Wow. Oh my God. This is a 15th. They call him Jaws, by the way. Joey Jaws Chestnut. His 15th win. He downed 63 hot dogs and buns at the annual. Hello? 63. I mean, there's not many hot dogs, believe me. And a decisive chowdown comeback, women's record holder Miki Sudo downed 40 wieners and buns to win the women's title. Skipping last year's Frank Fest because she was pregnant. Can you imagine, though? Being Anyway, Monday also marked the contest return to its traditional location outside of Nathan's flagship shop in Brooklyn, Coney Island. The event was relocated in 2020 because of the coronavirus. Wow. Last year, the Westfield, Indiana resident topped his own record by consuming 76 francs. I don't know. Look, guys, I love hot dogs. I don't love them that much. It'd be a long way to, you know, get me there. So, Kamala Harris and a whole bunch of Kamala, whatever her name is, a whole bunch of her buddies are calling for the assault weapons ban after the Highland Park mass shooting. And again, if people would just do their homework, a couple things going on here. How about we uphold? I'm not going to go through all this because I have a policy here. I wait a few days before I start really beating this stuff up. Too much misinformation flows from these things right after they happen. But the assault weapons ban, they're using another incident scenario to try to make this thing happen again. They want to reinstitute it because we found that by the ban brought down violence. It did not. That is not a true statement. And why they keep calling them assault weapons, I have no idea. So they take a regular weapon and they make it look like a military style. What do they think? That just automatically it turns it into a killing machine? Any gun is a killing machine. But when are they going to put real law? You know, we've been through this a million times. When are they going to put real laws into effect? Real ways to protect you, your kids, the schools. And right away, the people investigating this have come and said the Highland Park suspect's online history is fascinated with violence, killing, violence, the whole nine yards. He's got thousands of messages and photos and videos and songs posted online. Right? So when you look at this stuff, are you telling me, and I'm not going to, his parents didn't see this? Teachers, people around him, people he worked with, nobody saw this? Be back in a few minutes. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the... You hear me say it all the time. I don't know why you make me keep repeating myself. Seriously. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Get off your butt. Make something happen. That's the only way things change. Don't be a complainer unless you're willing to get involved. Unless you're willing to put some skin in the game, as some of us say. Because it's really easy to say, you know, what do they call that? Monday night quarterbacking, right? Easy to be a Monday night quarterback when you don't have any skin in the game. But But when you're really involved, engaged, I don't care if it's monetarily, you're making phone calls, you're sending out emails, whatever you're doing, that brings a whole different dynamic to it. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always, always, always appreciate my time with him. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Did you have a wonderful celebration of Independence Day?
Oh, yes. My wife and I and people from our church got together, and we saw some just really beautiful fireworks, and there was some band playing and a lot of patriotic music, and it was really nice, really nice.
Yeah, it's really funny how I was watching people lined up in a parade that I was involved with, and all the Let's Go Brandon, all the MAGA hats on, and I don't, you know, the area I live in is fairly conservative, but it's you know, 11 points to the Democrat side. So when you see all of that, and you see the people that actually came out and wanted to be part of, and then when I look at Facebook later on, I saw all these Democrats that, you know, they couldn't celebrate this year because of the sad state, how bad it is, this whole January 6th thing. It's like they're wallowing in false violence, false pretense that we're a bad country again. What are they doing here?
Yeah, I know. It's really strange. You know, they love to benefit from our country, and they say we're the worst, and it's you know, have this real negative attitude. But they're not willing to move to some of these other countries around the world.
Don't let us listen. I don't know. I think we can think of a collection.
Yeah.
I'm sure we wouldn't have a problem collecting money. All right. So first, I'm going to ask you, PJI. Any wins on the PJI side? What do you guys got going on there that you need help with?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. So, you know, we had a major lawsuit we just recently filed on behalf of three private Christian daycare centers, and these were church-sponsored daycare centers, so as part of the church ministry. And we filed a major lawsuit challenging the status quo, which is where the government just comes in and without an elected official comes in and says, and just enters the daycare center and says, okay, you're under our supervision, and these kids have to wear masks. We're going to supervise you. You can't do this. You can't do that. But what we discovered is, you know, first off, it's a serious, you know, due process violations. You know, entering a property without a warrant, without without cause, and then at the same time, the statute that they're relying upon gives exemptions, or excuse me, the code that they're working with, their policy gives exemptions to other daycare centers that are secular, that are non-religious, it makes no sense except to just simply tightly stranglehold faith-based and church-sponsored daycare centers. We filed this lawsuit on behalf of three church-sponsored daycare centers, and we think we've got a really strong case because the Supreme Court has made it pretty clear that you can't treat religious institutions more strictly than you do non-religious institutions.
Yeah, I'm loving the main... A lot of conversation among some of my friends on the result of, you know, the main opinion. And you and I kind of touched on it last week, but we didn't go deep into it. So I guess the question is, you know, that basically says you can't discriminate against a religious organization just because they are religious, correct?
Yeah, right. And in Maine, we were talking about half the kids there did not have a regular secular public school for high school. So, I mean, you know, half the kids, you know, the high schoolers had to have vouchers to go to a private school. And the state of Maine was saying, oh, it has to be a non-religious private school. We're going to discriminate. And the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that. You can't be hostile and bullying, you know, private schools simply because they're faith-based. You can't be faith-phobic, if you will, which is basically what they were. They're without rationale except to say they're religious, you know, and we don't want the kids to get the religious cooties or something, you know. It's
God forbid they should see the Ten Commandments and decide, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't kill. I don't know. Just saying. I mean, just a wild thought in my head. I don't know.
Yeah. But, and it's discovered that the more faith is present in a child's education, the lower the violence, the safer the environment, actually. It's pretty common sense, even for public schools, when there's brought in an active Bible club, Christian club on campus, the fighting goes down. It's time and time again. We've seen that. So there's just not a valid secular interest at all in engaging in that discrimination, and except just to be hostile to faith. So it was a fantastic decision by the Supreme Court. Coach Kennedy case was a fantastic decision where the court very broadly ruled government, you can no longer be religiophobic against people. Everyone has a right to express their faith, and it's, you know, as long as the government is not aggressively behind it and orchestrating it, it doesn't matter if they're a government worker or not a government worker. They don't shed their rights to live their faith or practice their faith or display their faith just because they become an employee of the government. Very, very powerful decision, and we're going to be working and building on that in the days to come, moving forward. We're very excited about it.
Good. Because one of the things in that case that people were talking about was the fact that the kids had no other school to go to. And so I was saying, but the reality behind it is, for me, the basis of it was you can't discriminate simply because it's a religious school. So, you know, again, we see it here all the time when it comes to certain disciplinary things. There are schools that don't. There were only Christian schools that handle things a certain way, and up until recently, there's been a big push to make sure that that money didn't go to those Christian schools. Anyway, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. I'll be more clear when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Corvelli. This as the suspected murderer was charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Severe weather is threatening many cities on Wednesday and Thursday. They include Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is due to the potential of them coming together with a heat dome sitting over parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-girl-joe-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The way you do that is you get some info. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. You got to check them out, PJI.org, PJI.org. Check them out, go online, you'll see some of the fantastic work they're doing. You always ask me how to get involved, who can you help, how can you help. This is an organization you can help. They are actually doing good things. And Brad, always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so out of the main, we're talking about the SCOTUS main decision, and part of the people that are pushing back a little bit are saying, look, that was a specialty scenario. The kids didn't have a school to go to, but that's not true. If local school districts are paying a private school for services rendered that the school doesn't render, and that parent decides they don't want to go to that school, they want to go to this private Christian school, there shouldn't be any issue with that. It should be okay to do based on this ruling, correct?
Correct. If that public school is not meeting the services and needs of the child for whatever reason, and they are then obligated to provide alternatives, education. And this is statutory, especially with kids, say, with special needs. This already applies, actually, throughout the country, where you have a public school is not able or willing to provide or properly care for a child with special needs. Oftentimes, they just try to put them on drugs. And, in that scenario, the courts have said, no, you, as a school, you have to pay for that child to go to an alternative school that can meet that child's needs, even if it's a religious private school. And then we have scenarios where you may have a state that says, okay, we're going to give out vouchers and let parents choose the school they want their child to go to. This now makes it very clear that the school district or the state cannot say it has to be a non-religious private school. They have to allow for religious private schools. This is a clear-cut ruling that states can now pass laws more and more across the country, allowing for school choice, clear school choice, where parents decide religious or non-religious schools.
No, and again, I'm glad you're laying these things out. I would have never thought, and especially with the new person coming on board, that this will be a road they're going to go down. They're going to give us a little bit more latitude to work with here. It's just amazing to me. So let's talk a little bit, since the ruling came down, or the Second Amendment ruling, if you would, on the New York law. The wonderful governor of New York has decided this, you ready? On concealed carry restrictions. Private property bans without public consent from the owner. Public transportation bans. Times Square carry ban. A permitting scheme that requires 16 hours of training with 2 hours of live fire. A list of your, ready for this one? A list of your last 3 years of current and old social media accounts. Interviews, four references, and more. I mean, this thing is loaded up. It's pages of these kind of recommendations. They could go back to the Supreme Court on this and say, look, they're making this egregious. There's no way to meet all these requirements. Could they not?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Some of them I could just, I think are getting knocked off right off the bat. The four referral requirements, the right to bear arms isn't contingent on having four people that like you. You know, it's just not. You know, you could be, you know, a grumpy old man on a you're a grumpy old man on has a little shack on the top of the mountain, and everyone downtown hates him, and everyone in the little village hates him, and he's as ornery as whatever, you know, can be. And you know what, you know, he can't be required to have to get four people that like him and says, yeah, I think he's a great guy and he'd be good to have a gun. So I think that on its face, I think, is going to be easily shot down. The other thing that's really concerning, Joe, is their attempt to require individuals to forfeit personal information that they have put out and expressed online. What do they need that information for? Why should they have it? An individual has a right to express themselves without being scrutinized with what they've said and believed, what they've, you know, expressing their beliefs and convictions in the past, as somehow a factor for the state then to decide whether or not they approve of this person based upon their expression and of convictions and beliefs and et cetera in the past on social media. So I think that was going to get struck down as well. New York is just committed to be obstinate. They just want to be pro-criminal. They don't want people to be able to protect themselves in places where New York has shown that they cannot protect them. And then these exceptions, the public square, public parks. I mean, the public square, that's where you have the greatest protection under the First Amendment for free speech. It's a traditional public forum, greatest protection for free speech. Okay, you can have free speech protection, but New York says you can't have a bare arm, you know, have a weapon with you to protect you if the mobs come to stone you, and people try to attack you for your free speech. You can't defend yourself. So I think that's also crazy. I think that's going to get struck down as well.
All right, so somebody just asked, so Brad, break it down. What kind of restrictions can a state bestow on the average citizen, or what has the Supreme Court said it's okay?
Okay, first is a prior criminal record. That's justifiable by the court. If someone is a felon, committed a violent felony, that's legitimate grounds to prevent someone from having a weapon. And that's been upheld, and that frankly makes sense because this is someone who has proven themselves in the past not to be responsible with regards to not victimizing other people with violence or with, you know, serious threatening crimes. So that person has relinquished their liberty and freedom under the Second Amendment by abusing their freedoms. That makes total sense. Another one that's a factor that has been upheld is dealing with mental health. If someone has been deemed by the court to have had, for example, in the past, being mentally unstable, or, you know, they've been in a mental hospital and they're not mentally grounded and maybe a threat of danger if they were to get a weapon, and that's validated, then that's another, you know, situation. I think the average American is in favor of both of those. You know, we don't want former violent criminals having guns. Of course, they'll probably get them illegally anyway, but still, as far as legally having them. And then as far as the person who is, you know, not all there and, you know, is out of the mental hospital, but, you know, still has a track record and uncertainty, you know, maybe they're on drugs and have drug addictions and issues like that. The average person says, yeah, this person is not competent and proven to have a gun because that's too much of a danger, too much uncertainty, you know, for we the people to feel safe, to be safe. But the average American, though, take those out of the equation, the average American is entitled for the right to bear arms, to protect ourselves, and in the worst-case scenario, to be able to hold our government accountable should they become outright tyrannical and no longer give us our voice at the ballot box.
Yeah, again, it's amazing how they're trying to squeeze you in so many different areas. You know, when does the Supreme Court simply get teed off and go, okay, listen, you know what, enough of this tomfoolery. Bottom line with it is this. You can have a gun under A, B, C, D conditions. You know, go pound sand if you don't like it, too bad, and stop putting up these stupid little... You know, you have to have four letters of recommendation in essence, right? Who are you going to get them from? You're going to get Joey Shoes, the guy that's already buried 50 people? I mean, that's a letter of recommendation. What's the problem?
Yeah, there's people out there who don't have, you know, a lot of friends. You know, maybe they don't have the best personality. Maybe they, you know, have a rough Twitter. I don't know, you know. But, you know,
yep.
You know, those people are just entitled to self-defense and protecting themselves as anyone. And, you know, so I think that the Supreme Court's going to see through it. When these things come down and they're adopted for implementation and procedurally, you will see them challenged and you'll see, I can see emergency writs being filed. Actually, a request for injunctions is denied. Then they'll call a writ filed with the circuit court, the second circuit court. That's denied. Then an emergency writ will be filed with the Supreme Court. I'm fairly optimistic. I know what the outcome's going to be.
Good. All right, we got to go for a commercial break because we believe in capitalism here. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech.
The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get involved, get engaged, and I'll teach you how. Brad Dickens joins us, as he does every week, to kind of discuss what's going on in SCOTUS and the law and how we can protect your rights as a parent to make sure you truly make sure that you have the rights to speak up for your children, speak up for yourself. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, let's, before we get rolling again, last segment, tell people about PJI, what they do, and how they can help.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, very unique, I might add, in that, first off, we have offices coast to coast, more offices than any other organization doing this kind of work across the country. And then we also are unique in that we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work hard to try to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road, always without charge, defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And we are busier now than ever before. We have 97 cases in active litigation, and some of those cases have large numbers of clients in just one case. So we're having a huge impact, and we have a big footprint across America, and We're going very, very aggressively in view of the recent Supreme Court decisions that we're just delighted with.
You know, when I met you, when you first started coming on the show, you only had a couple of offices. I don't know if
right.
you remember that, right? You only had, like,
right.
I don't know, was it two or three offices max?
Right.
And, you know, when I look at this, I go, my God, look at how, I shouldn't say this this way. Look how far you've come. No, I don't mean it that way. Look at how far you've had to come to protect our rights. Because you were, I mean, at one point in time, you were protecting, probably 90% of your cases were protecting pastors for free speech.
Yeah, pastors being criminally prosecuted or for either having a church service that the government doesn't want them to have, or a commonplace, well, very common, was a pastor or minister out preaching the gospel on a public sidewalk in a public place, and the hostile local, you know, government, a blue city, a dark blue city, you know, that just despises, you know, faith and people of faith. You know, criminally prosecuting, arresting these ministers and pastors, criminally prosecuting across the country. We still have those cases, by the way, in dark blue cities. We you know, like Chicago and New York and places
you're
like
still,
that.
Did you say you're still fighting those cases?
Oh yeah, yeah. We still have cases out
wow.
there like that. That's still keeping us very busy. But the good news is that we come back on
oh,
every
God.
Single one of them. We play hardball. And we make those cities regret that they're engaging in such bigoted anti-faith, censorship and purging.
I hope you're nailing them for high fees. I mean, seriously, because this is ridiculous. You figure they'd look. We had a New York pastor that was recently arrested. I don't know if you heard about this, for simply reading the Bible in the park while they were having a pride parade. Okay, he wasn't standing on a soapbox yelling. He wasn't doing any of that. And so they started to surround him. The pride people started to surround him and doing some pretty freaky things. And the police showed up, and he said, look, I'm going to give you the opportunity to stop reading your Bible and leave because we can't protect you. And he said, I don't care that you can't protect me. I'm fine. I'm going to read this Bible. He started reading again. They arrested him. I'm thinking to myself, was that in Russia?
Yeah, it's sort of called the heckler's veto. If enough people don't like you and don't like what you're saying, that they can intimidate you and using threats to force the police to take you out. There's a real problem with that. It's called the First Amendment. It's people are taught free speech is especially important when you have mobs who do not like your speech. It's the government's job to protect the free speech, not to pacify intolerant, hate-filled bigots who dislike people of faith who read their Bible. And unfortunately, that's what these quote, tolerant pride parades are about. They're filled with people who have hate, intolerance, bigots, who would love nothing more than to silence and permanently take off the map people of faith that don't applaud their lifestyles or their life decisions.
Wow. Again, it's amazing. Something as simple as reading the Bible in the park can get you pretty
young.
I was told that would never happen. Never. Not in this country.
Yeah, you think he was reading something like child porn or something, right? But no,
exactly.
It was the Bible. It was the Bible. So that's,
yeah. And when you see the people around him that were making certain gestures and doing things in the video, it was sickening because they were, for all intents and purposes, they're egging him on.
Right. Yeah, and their behavior should have been addressed by the police, without question. So, but people like him, those are the kind of people that we represent all across the country. You know, in New York, we've got two attorneys in Manhattan, New York City area. We have another attorney upstate, New York keeps us very busy. It's a very hostile, intolerant state, unfortunately.
Think of some of these cities that you're working hard in and where they started and who started them and you know, what founding father was instrumental in these cities starting up and what they... It's just amazing to me. They've gone 180 degrees plus from what the founding father wanted or that framer for that city wanted.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to hit you up. The CPA decision. I don't think people realize the far-reaching effect that that has. And some people don't even, you know, don't even know how they've been affected by it. But the far-reaching effect that has all these agencies that Congress puts together, they take off and they grow their own authority. They go off in their own direction, and nobody stopped them until now. Correct?
Correct. The Supreme Court, for quite some time now, has had a doctrine which basically says, bureaucrats and agencies, have great discretion and to expand what they do. If there's just some rationalization at all to justify it under their authority, then they can go ahead and do it. And it's just almost a hands-off approach of bureaucrats who are not elected by we the people. So this Supreme Court examined the EPA, which had all this, global warming, regulations and limiting the coal industry and the oil industries and going into different states and giving them different mandates. And it was ridiculous. And this is all supposedly under the Clean Air Act. Well, and Obama's the one who really pushed this stuff out. And then it was carried through. Trump pushed it back. And then Biden is, resurrecting all this bureaucratic activism has no authority by Congress under the law. Supreme Court says you cannot do that any longer. From now on, for any agency or bureaucratic group to engage in restrictions, regulations, controls, there has to be statutory authority for them, clear statutory authority. There's not here for global warming and regulating industries. When agencies start doing that, they can't do it. They have to have the authority of Congress and with a law signed by the president. This is a huge restriction on the Biden administration in particular, because after this midterm election, presuming that the Republicans take the House and the Senate, the liberals are saying and the leftists are saying, well, it's okay. He'll just use the bureaucracies and his different agencies to push out what he's going to do and just avoid Congress. This makes it very clear that a president cannot do that any longer. They have to have authority. The agencies they work with, this Department of Transportation, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Energy, Education, you name it. They are now under a different degree of questioning, a different degree of scrutiny that the Supreme Court has laid out, and it's long overdue. It allows we the people through Congress to force them to get approval and to be under our scrutiny instead of us being under their whimsical controls.
I'm not so sure our founding fathers had in mind that Congress would push off this responsibility on these groups, if you would, the EPA and such, the Department of Education, Department of this, the Department of that, really, really expecting Congress would lay down the law and, have the law be followed by the states and what have you. I don't think they envisioned this part of it. Do you?
No, I don't. But as government becomes more activist-oriented in our lives, this decision, some say, was the most important decision of all of them. Now, I think the reversal of Roe versus Wade tops the list, but many constitutional theorists are saying this was the big one. This was the big, big decision because it's going to have a huge long-term impact on limiting the bureaucratic powers and forcing Congress to do their job and to give authorization or not give authorization for changes. It's going to give more certainty, less tyranny. We've all heard stories where bureaucrats have, arbitrarily, capriciously just decide this or decide that. And you're saying, well, how can they do that? Where's their authority? And they often haven't had it. This is going to help the Pacific Justice Institute, for example, in our cases. Actually, some of the things deal with COVID restrictions we had in the past. Things like that, we're going to be now empowered to really take them on like never
all
before.
Right. You're up against it. PJI.org, people. PJI.org. Brad Dacus. You got to head over there. At least check it out. You got nothing pending? Give them some help. They can always use some financial help. Brad, always a blessing. Thank God for you and your organization. People, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
A24.